Paul exhorts us in Ephesians 6:18 to put on the whole armor of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. As a spiritual weapon, prayer has a very powerful, personal application. If Satan has a particular stronghold in your life, and you're overcome time and time again by this particular sin, I want to suggest the following plan of action using designated prayer targets. First, think of three individuals you know. Think of someone you know who isn't a Christian. Maybe a family member, a neighbor, or someone at work. Next, think of someone you know who is a backslider or a carnal Christian. Finally, think of a Christian leader, such as a pastor or missionary, someone on the front line of spiritual conflict. Secondly, assign these individuals to specific temptations which you regularly face. For example, if Satan tempts you with impure thoughts, assign that temptation to your non-Christian friend. If Satan tempts you to be angry, assign that to the backsliding Christian. And if Satan tempts you to be fearful, designate that temptation to your pastor or other Christian leader. Third, begin to take the offensive whenever you're tempted. When tempted with impure thoughts, start praying for your friend's salvation. When tempted to be angry, start praying for the Christian you know who's a backslider. Whenever those fearful thoughts come your way, start praying for that Christian leader. The next time you're tempted, that will be your signal to start praying for these individuals, using prayer as an offensive weapon against the kingdom of darkness. Now, if you do this consistently, two things will happen. First, you will see answers to your prayers. Second, you will experience less trouble with temptation in that particular area, because Satan is not going to tempt you if he knows that that temptation will be met with an immediate offensive attack upon his kingdom of darkness. This is one of the most effective applications of prayer as a spiritual weapon. But in order for it to be effective, you need to be consistent. Begin today by assigning your temptations to specific prayer targets, and be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/homelifeministries.